CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Well, we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience. You're now listening to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Sony Fodera, the Kings of Tomorrow remix. It's called Caught Up. I'm absolutely nuts over this track. I love it. Came out last year, but it feels like it just came out. It's absolutely unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the O'Neill Africa Experience on a Friday afternoon. We are powered by hashtag Castle Lights Unlocks. I'm not rolling solo, hanging out with 37 MPH.
Beep, 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 beep.
He does this thing without fail. He does this thing with that.
What's going on, everybody?
Anyway, how you doing, bro?
I'm well, man. Having a great Friday.
You look sprightly. Like, you look happy.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Because I've been doing burpees. I started doing burpee challenge.
Who looks happy after doing burpees?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. You are like, that's your stuff, huh?
Yeah. And that. And then also, we got 2 more weeks left of Dancing with the Stars. So.
Oh, yeah.
So
yes,
my schedule is going to go back to normal. I'll get some weekends. I'll get to hang out with my friends. So I'm very happy about that.
So tell me what's been happening with that. Because I don't really know what's been happening. I really haven't been paying attention. Sorry.
It's been good. Frank left last week. Frank Opperman. He left. He was voted out. He didn't make it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happened. I thought Zola was gonna go, but I mean, when they did the dance off, he made it. She made it, and he didn't get enough votes to stay on the show.
Who's Zola? Is it
Zola Nombona? She's an actress. She's the actress who starred on the show Lockdown.
Oh, I thought she's we were referring to Zola 7.
No, man, okay. Not Zola 7. Yeah, I don't know where Zola 7 is.
There is no way he'd be dancing. Any star.
Listen, anything is possible, okay? I've seen miracles on this show.
Yeah.
You know, people walk in there having no experience with dancing whatsoever.
Yeah.
They have to do Latin, they have to do ballroom, and they manage. I mean, like, if you see the dancers now, they're amazing. People are, well, this coming week, they have 2 dancers, and on the finale, they'll have 3 dancers, so which is going to be amazing.
See, that's one thing people don't really know, how scope you are.
Yeah.
Like, how wide your scope is, sorry. You do so much. I mean, you do Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
You do Coke Studio, Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
You've done, what else?
The Voice Nigeria, The Voice Afrique. Those are the couple of the projects that
look,
I work on.
Look, look at him, like he acts like it's nothing. Like
no,
it's
man, it's. I mean, we're
me
blessed, okay?
The street.
No,
crossing the street.
Listen,
like,
we're blessed, and it's cool to work. It's cool to apply myself. I'm very grateful for that, for those opportunities.
Listen, something else that we're grateful for. We've got Leanne Dlamini joining us today on the show. I'm a huge fan of her work. I love. Look, you do everything with such distinction, with such class.
Thank you.
And it's very evident that you put your heart and soul into what you do.
I do.
So it's always very easy for me. My producer will tell you, every time when we look at people whom we have coming on the show,
right.
Your name is just somewhere always in the horizon. I'm always trying to get you in here because
thank you.
Your energy is just amazing.
Thank you.
And patch it up.
Yeah, patch it up. Thank you so much. You're always showing love. Like I love hanging with you. And yeah, patch it up, my new single. This song is just, it's super special. And I mean, I guess that's why I'm here, right? Because you heard it and it spoke to you too. Yeah.
Listen, we're going to get into all of that. But before we get there, let's just catch up on what's been happening on the show.
Previously on the O'Neill Africa Experience.
I don't even know, how do you even begin to introduce a legend, somebody of PJ Powers' magnitude? Actually, you don't. Their work speaks
for
them. So we've got PJ Powers joining us in studio today. We're going to talk about all things her life, as well as get into some live performances. She's got a brand new single, which we will play today on the show, and hopefully she can perform that for us as well. So listen, guys, I have to be able to remind you of who we are talking about. Of course, possibly one of the most recognizable songs in the world.
Shabulane, other people sing and dance. Shabulane, yep, there's always just a chance. Shabulane, for you to find romance. Shabulane.
Would you look at that? You Still Come Alive. This song came out, is it 82 or 83?
No, this actually came out.
What is the one question that you've ever wished that somebody would ask you and they just never got there?
Oh, goodness me. I've never been asked that question. That's the question I've never been asked, actually. Well asked. Because I have no idea. You have me stumped. I've been asked a lot of questions in 36 years and you just had me at a loss for words.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Thank you for sharing
thank
yourself
you so
with
much.
Us all these years. Please do come back again.
I will. To
all
see
right.
You especially.
Well, thank
see
you.
See if I can avoid your difficult questions. I'll find that question I've never been asked.
Guys, thank you very much.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Ah, yeah, it's a party in here.
Really?
Listen, it's a party inside me, okay?
Yeah, he's having his own party.
There's a party inside your pants. And only men are invited. I have no idea where that came from.
Jesus,
I promise you, I'm a better person than this.
Yeah.
Guys, Jesus, welcome to the show one more time. We are super excited about today. Hey! See, 37, you already have fans everywhere.
God, come on.
So we're going into it. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here it is.
It's like I'm hearing voices in my head, like something's calling me now out there.
Music of Lee and Damini.
Wow.
Close Encounter. I love your production. I love the work you do.
Thank
it's
you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, honey.
So
thank
let's
you.
Quickly talk about this new project that you've got out. I know you've got Patch It Up. The video is stunning.
Thank you. Thank
the
you
production
so much.
Is unbelievable. Is this coming from a specific project?
So this comes from my album, The Warrior. And Warrior was actually released almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's only now sort of gaining traction and people are actually paying attention. And you know, I'm just gonna like let it happen and trust all in God's timing. So there's a reason why everything's happening right now. But yeah, there are some really incredible songs on there. I think this is my best album to date. I call it the grown and sexy album. When people ask me to describe it, this really is my best work to date. Yeah.
Take me through the process of having to choose your production backline. I mean, you went on all the way to the U.S.
Right.
To get some producers from
right.
there. Let's talk about that briefly.
So I've worked with a producer called Antonio Dixon on my past two albums. And Antonio is just a producer that I really vibe with. Mm-hmm. We understand each other. I love the music that he produces. And so I'm always drawn to him. So I just kind of get into studio with him, sit down, listen to what he's got and what I'm feeling. And we just make it happen. And that's usually how it happens. And then obviously back home I have the guys that I work with. Yes. Alexis Faku would be number one for me, and that's my team. I always try and keep it to who I'm used to and who I know. Yeah. Loyalty for me is a big thing, but I am open and always willing to work with new producers and collaborate with different artists. That's what it's all about.
I think it's a gift in itself to be able to remain consistent to your sound and yourself.
Exactly.
That's one thing, is consistency. It's something that is very obvious about
you've always
managed to stay consistent within your sound, and that's a skill in itself.
It really
is. How do you manage to do that?
Oh my goodness, I think that is, like you said, it's a skill in itself, and it's something that you either have or you don't. And I really believe that your success and the longevity of you as an artist in the industry comes from your ability to stay consistent, to stay loyal. And so I know this is who I am. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to compromise. I'm always going to do my best work. I know who works for me and who I can work with. And that's the thing. I'm just hoping that that will lead to even bigger and better success in the long run.
Certainly. We've got Leanne Dlamini in studio. 37 MPH. Which one are we starting with? We're getting into our first live performance of the day.
Up close and personal.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we're doing it live now. The band is standing by. Band, are we good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Are you guys ready?
Losing track of time, let's stay a while. Up close and personal, outrageous conversation. Your smile, so amazing. You keep the night from fading, yeah. Oh, how I love having you near. Pause this moment, I'm keeping you here. Ooh, you bring out the best in me, yeah. Oh, how I love having you near. Pause this moment, I'm keeping you here. Ooh, you bring out the best in me, yeah. Closer, you and I united, getting closer. I ain't trying to hide it, wanna know ya. I get so excited, getting closer, closer, closer. You and I united, getting closer. I ain't trying to hide it, wanna know ya. I get so excited, getting closer. Yeah.
Get a solo there, bro.
Catching up on time.
Give us something, brother. Chorus, 2, 3.
Baby, let's get closer. You and I united, getting closer. I ain't trying to hide it, wanna know ya. I get so excited, getting closer, closer.
Bridge.
Just being with you seems to set my soul on fire. it, of course, and personal. Want to tell us more about yourself?
You
closer, ladies want to know you, want to know you. They get so excited getting closer, yeah. Up close and personal. I know, I'm misbehaving too much, right? Too much.
Listen, we love your work. We love your work. Wow. So let's talk about Closer. What happened before you wrote this? What was going through your mind?
So Up Close and Personal, myself and Mauritian, she's an amazing vocalist whom I love. She's incredible. So her and I were called into studio by Alexis, the producer, and the song was actually supposed to be written for an artist on The Voice. One of the finalists. So we had submitted the song. She didn't like it. They sent it back to us. They were like, yeah, she's not feeling the song. I was like, well, I'm working on an album. Let me take it. And it was just basically a collaboration of our work, Alexis being producer, and then myself and Mauritian being the writers. And it just happened. So we basically just copied the demo that was sent out to the artist, and we put it together. Thank you so much.
Now, recently you had, I don't know whether it was a single, was it a video launch or a single launch?
Right. Recently.
Talk to us about that.
So, Soul Night, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
So 2 weeks ago, I was part of an amazing show, an R&B show called Soul Night. And it was really just relaunching Leanne as an artist and letting people know that I'm here, I haven't gone anywhere, Patch It Up is out, get the album, and really just putting myself out there again. Yeah.
Okay, we have to get into Patch It Up.
Yeah.
I'm giddy with anticipation.
Yay.
That's how much I love this song.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we good.
All right.
I just give a shout out to this band? I have never worked with them before. This is the first time. There was no rehearsal. You guys are killing it. Thank you so much, guys.
Gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right, so we're going back into it.
You're now listening to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Don't let the lights go down on us tonight. No, baby. We gotta fix it. Don't let my pillow do your job when you're right here. I'm right and you know it, yeah. Cause Saturday's the worst night of fights. Rather do the things that you like. I hope you're willing. Don't wanna wait any longer. Slide on over here to my side. Put the covers back, it's alright. Know you can get it. So can we patch it up tonight? Boy, stop playing around. Want this body patch it up all night. Come and lay it down. Want this body kiss me here and touch me there. When you act like that, so crazy, it's crazy. Tell me you missed it. The moment you start letting go, it's on from there. I'm right and you know it, yeah. Cause Saturday's the worst night of fight. Rather do the things that you like. I'll be willing. Come here. Don't wanna wait any longer. Slide on over here to my side. Put the covers back, it's alright. You know you can get it. So can we patch it up tonight? Boy, stop playing around.
playing round. Want this body again? We patch it up tonight, boy. Stop playing round. Want this body again? We patch it up.
Talk to me about the inspiration for writing this song, Patch It Up.
Patch It Up was actually written by Antonio himself. Yes, and some that's what I love about working with different producers, especially males,
yeah.
Because I don't think I would have been brave enough to write the song myself.
Isn't it ironic though?
Yeah.
Because this is exactly how Babyface writes.
Exactly. Yeah.
He writes
exactly.
for women in
exactly.
a manner that's
exactly
outstanding.
And Antonio and Babyface actually share a studio building. So Antonio works out of Brandon's Way studio,
wow.
which belongs
oh, wow.
to Babyface. So I think, yeah, they just kind of know how to write for women because they know what they want to hear. They
yeah.
know what they want us to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't say it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to sing the song. It's
it is unbelievable.
Thank
Everything
you.
About it. You know what I want us to do? Because we still have a little bit of time.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're going to strip it down. We're going to do Patch It Up. We're
okay.
going to strip it down.
Nice.
From the top.
From the top.
Okay, okay,
no percussions.
Okay.
We're just cool. going to do pads. Right?
You're ah! now listening to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Intro.
There we go. This is what we do here, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
The Amini, we are doing a completely new version of Patch It Up.
Okay. Lights go down on us tonight. No, baby, we gotta fix it. Don't let my pillow do your job when you're right here. I'm right and you know it, yeah. Cause Saturday's the worst night to fight. Rather do the things that you like. I hope you're willing. Don't wanna wait any longer. Slide on over here to my side. Pull the covers back, it's alright. No, you can get it. So can we patch it up tonight? Boy, stop playing around. Want this body patch it up tonight. Boy, stop playing around. Want this body can we patch it up? Kiss me here and touch me there right now, right now, right now, right now. You know you're sexy when you act like that. So crazy, it's crazy. Tell me you missed it. The moment you start letting go, it's on from there. I'm right and you know it, yeah. Cause Saturday's the worst night to fight. Rather do things that you like. I hope you're willing. Come here. Don't wanna wait any longer. Slide on over here to my side. Pull the covers back, it's alright. Know you can get it. So can we patch it up tonight? Boy, stop playing around. Want this body patch it up all night. Come and lay it down. Want this body can we patch it up tonight? Boy, stop playing around. Want this body can we patch it up tonight? Boy, stop playing around. Want this body bridge. Are we taking it there? You make a move, I'll make mine. Get a little closer now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Say sorry, just wave your hands. Let me know you need it now. Can we patch it up tonight? Boy, stop playing around. Want this body patch it up tonight and lay it down. Want this body
Did I throw you off a little there?
Somebody without rhythm here.
Nice one. Nice one, guys. Love it.
So what are you up to now? Like,
wow.
Look, you obviously have this, the music is, everything is going well.
Right.
Seems to be going
right.
Well. What else is happening in your life?
So, besides me just really pushing the music, trying to get more shows out there, I run an organization, which I'm sure you know about,
yes.
End Girl Hate,
yes.
and Women for Women. It's just something that I'm really passionate about, my passion project, and it's really just there to empower and inspire women. We're in your hometown, Botswana now,
yes.
In Canada too. So I'm really just trying to, I'm a hustler, yeah.
Cool.
And I'm doing a lot of things all at once, and I'm loving it, you know. Just like 37 MPH said, we're working and we're so grateful to be, and we're just doing whatever we can. And I'm,
indeed.
Yeah.
Does it get easier as time goes by? What's happening?
Who are we listening to?
I'm so confused right now.
I know.
What is that?
It's
okay, there's stuff going on in the background.
Yeah.
It's definitely not me.
I can hear. Playback. Who was that? Was it him?
It's not me. Somebody was checking something they're not meant to be checking right now.
Yeah. Okay. Only here.
Yeah.
Only here.
It's a party. It's a party, guys. It's Friday, okay? It's Friday. We're allowed.
Now they're blame shifting, by the way.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering what's happening. So does it get any easier?
No.
After having done it for as long as you have?
No. It doesn't get easier. It actually gets harder.
Okay.
And there's always new artists. There's always a new sound. So you always have to push yourself. You have to evolve. You have to be current and almost surpass that. You know, what makes you stand out? And being in the industry for so long, I'm always trying to better myself and up myself. It's not even about other people. So I'm always just looking out for what can I do better? What's the next step? Where am I taking Leanne? Where's my music going? Where's my brand going? Is my business going? And I'm just always trying to outdo myself every day.
What is the one thing that you wish people knew or they could do around you at this point where you are right now?
You know what? What is the one thing that I wish people knew or could do and use me for?
Yes.
If they can't see it now, by the time they realize it, I'll be worth so much more. So if they can't see my worth now, when they do realize it, I'll be worth lots more. So to use, what can you use Leanne for? Wow. The potential is endless. I mean, I'm doing so much, but I'm just going to expand my brand and grow, and my music and everything else that I do will eventually speak for itself.
What would be the ideal situation for you as an artist?
Wow.
What environment would you consider conducive enough for you to thrive in?
Wow. What kind of environment? Just one where people who really love music are always together. Like Soul Night was the perfect example of what environment I like to be in, where I like to showcase my music. You know, everyone always dreams of, when you see yourself as an artist doing this big show and in front of thousands of people and millions of people. I kind of know what my setting is now. I know what works for me, what my goal is. So for me, doing 100 little intimate shows throughout the year in different countries, different places, different cities, different towns, that's what works for me. I am not filling out no don'ts. That is not my mission in life. I just want to fill out a little jazz club.
So you love your intimate
spaces. I really want to connect with my audience.
Yes.
And I feel like that works better for me. So if I could do 100 of those a year, that would be amazing. And that's what I'm working towards right now. That's the space that I want to be in. Just real people who love good, beautiful music and just who are true to themselves always.
What is Leanne listening to at the moment?
Wow, what is Leanne listening to at the moment? So I am a hardcore R&B lover, and I kind of go through phases. But I'm a little out there too. You know, I listen to everything. I love Prince KB.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's just super talented. I'm loving Prince KB. I actually like a lot of house productions and work and DJs. DJ Ganyani is one of my faves. Yeah. I think it's just because they're so musical, actually. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's not just about the beat. Mm-hmm. It's about the music as a whole. So Ganyani, I'm obsessed with. I listen to a lot of gospel. A lot of gospel.
What kind of gospel?
Oh, my gosh. I love Marvin Sapp.
Okay.
Yeah, like that kind of gospel.
Okay, that kind of gospel.
Yes. Okay. Marvin Sapp is like... an ultimate. I love Kirk Franklin. I listen to Tasha Cobbs. You know, yeah, that's my kind of vibe. I haven't really gone into the new Toni Braxton, but I will do because I know that Antonio did her new single.
The new single is unbelievable.
So that is the same guy that did Patch It Up, the way. So I'm going to start getting into Toni Braxton. I mean, I just love real R&B.
So yeah, so let's delve into that a little bit.
Yeah.
R&B.
Yeah.
R&B. So what are you listening to?
Wow. What am I listening to in terms of R&B?
Give me five songs that you've listened to in the past, whether it's past year.
Five songs that I've listened to in the past year. Oh my gosh, guys.
Or artists.
I would need to, okay, where's my phone? Let me look at my phone. I need to see my playlist. Who am I listening to? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I can't think.
Are you a 90s
yes,
R&B
I am. I am a 90s yeah. R&B. So I love Tamia.
Okay.
But then oh my gosh, how am I forgetting? My ultimate favorite artist right now is Bruno Mars.
He's super talented.
Like, just musically, he's like on another level.
No,
so,
he's unbelievable.
Yeah, and just in terms of talent, I'm obsessed with Bruno Mars. I love Tamar Braxton, obviously, just because she is who she is. And Tamar and I actually have, the same beat on both our albums.
Oh, wow.
But different lyrics. Yes.
How is that possible? Well, through that producer?
Yes. So, yeah, there was like a whole story around that. So what happened is Antonio and another producer worked on the track.
Mm-hmm.
What is the song called, Vanya? What track is that again? Anyway, I'll find it for you guys. But it's Tamar's new single, My Man. This is My Man song.
Okay. Has.
So it's the same way. Made Me Fall in Love. That's the name of my track. But
that,
hers is my
That
man.
Is a good problem to have, don't you
it's
think?
It's a very good problem to have. And I think people are slowly but surely picking up on it. Tamar has that song on her album. I do too. I'm singing something else. She's singing something else.
Is she aware of it?
I don't know.
Oh boy.
But we made our producer aware of it.
Yeah.
So what happened is Antonio and this producer worked on the song together. They then split.
Yeah.
He then took the song, gave it. Well, I did mine first because my song came out November, whenever, and Tamar's came out last year.
Oh wow!
That
and
is crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when we heard it, I was having like a WT.
You can say WTF on the show.
Yeah, okay. I was having many WTF moments
in
my
crazy.
Head. Yeah.
You know what? Is it possible for us? We have 10 more minutes. We can get both these songs.
Listen, we can do it.
We can get both these songs.
Yeah.
Listen, we promise you before we leave this show today.
Oh, Neil, you're not going to believe it. I swear I had like a mini heart attack. I was like, how could this happen to me? But then, you know, it's a good problem to have. So now I'm just waiting. You're the first one. You get the exclusive. Now let's wait for Charlemagne to pick it up, right?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yes. Listen, stand by. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the O'Neal Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday. Welcome back.
got your back and move it.
He wanna slay with it, daddy wanna play with it. Meeting with a thunder queen, you know you wanna reign with
no
it.
No flop, buddy, going on.
She feeling kinda jealous and I'm making all this money while your crew be kinda fitting. Cause I married these Madivas, good Mati Gisela, miss it.
Brag, but I'm feeling good. I turn up in my whip, Golden Rolls Royce. God knows I'm his servant and he gave me choice. I big girls in the league, I don't play with boys. Hey, I've been saying girl, gotta put in work. When they do, all they do is follow and learn. I be walking and killing it in my young smirk. I'm a boss, bitch. Shut up, I watch you say. I'm here to stay, open up your main stand. When you're ready to go, I'ma be on the first lane. I'm about to tell everybody that I'm the North Queen. When you think you know what's up, man, we switched again. It's ambitious all the time, but we talk less. Walla walla all the time, when they tryna smoke jack. Walla ma walla ma da, I'm about to spit flame.
Boys, 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 whip them toys.
Oh yeah.
It is Friday, right?
So this escalated quick.
Yeah, it went
very quickly,
like,
bro.
Leanne, you're right. Hanging out with Gigi LaMaine on this one. It's called Slay.
Yes, it's Gigi LaMaine, Fifi Cooper, Kanye Bao.
Oh, is she in there
yes,
as well?
All of them.
Was she singing or rapping?
Rapping.
Nice.
I was the only one singing. They were all rapping. Kanye's actually
nice,
a dope rapper.
Nice. So yeah, so listen.
Mm-hmm.
This is an exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Eve, the Breakfast Club picks up on this a couple of weeks later. Please do not claim that we didn't do it first.
Never.
Because we have. So this is what has happened.
Yeah.
So you got a song from a producer.
Yes,
and it
I
just
did.
So happened that the same song was also given to another artist.
Yes.
By the name of Tamar Braxton.
Yes.
You went and recorded your song.
Yes.
And she recorded a song. Your song came out first.
Yes.
Hers is only coming out now.
Hers came out, I think, towards the end of last year. Mine was almost a year ahead of her.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So without any further ado, let's do it. We're starting with Tamar Braxton.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Experience.
Oh. But we got no choice.
but to turn this beat sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Experience. So this is Leanne.
This time you made me fall in love. You made me fall in love. I swear it feels like any fall in love. The wind just caught the trumpets blowing. It just made me fall in love. You made me fall in love. You made me fall in love.
No, in fact, oh my goodness, same key even.
It's exactly the same, guys. Same producer. They just split and yeah.
OMG.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. That's amazing.
I love your harmony better.
You think so?
I love your harmony
Thank
better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, wow, we won.
How could I not love you? Because all you do is love me.
Listen, sadly we are out of time, but wow.
Yeah.
What a revelation.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a revelation.
Yeah.
This is major.
Yeah, it is. And you know, because I just am the type of person that I am, I don't want to cause any drama, you know. She's going through her divorce with Vince. Like, I didn't want to add to
listen,
that.
We need this drama. Someone needs to leak this somehow.
I'm definitely going to leak it.
Oh yeah, we need goodness. To leak it. But listen, we got to make sure you leak this interview.
Okay.
Yeah, the producer needs to. You must tag the Breakfast Club.
Because I don't
as well.
Even think that Tamar knows. Honestly, I don't know what she would do if she
has
knew.
To
she
know.
Would go crazy.
This is a great publicity
yeah,
for you.
It is, right? It is. So this is my big break, guys. This is it.
It took for this.
Like, I mean, really. Yeah.
Sadly, we're out of time. Leanne, we love your work.
Oh, you know, man.
We love
thank
your
you
spirit.
So much. Thank
Anytime
you.
You have anything you want to share with us, please come back.
I will.
Make sure that you, you're not too far away from
thank
us.
Thank you for having me, guys. Anytime you want me here, I'm back.
Thank you so
definitely.
Much.
Definitely. No, now, listen, you. Before we leave, it's sure. almost time. Let me just remind you that Chance the Rapper will be performing live in South Africa. Catch him alongside Shane Eagle, Nadia Nakai, and Frank Cassino at the Castle Light Unlocks concert at the Ticket Pro Dome in Johannesburg. It's all happening on the 30th of April, and it's really right around the corner. So make sure you get your tickets now at CompuTicket for the Castle Light Unlocks concert. You do not want to miss this. It's hashtag Castle Light Unlocks. And thank you guys very much for hanging out with us and my producer, Palisa, for putting the show together, as well as the band for rising to the occasion all the time. Mr. 37 MPH, what are we doing? Are we doing unspeakable things tonight?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I got my boy Triple from the UK. He's in town. You
so
got your boy.
Horrible things?
Oh, hell yeah.
Things
bro.
That will not be repeated the next
that
day.
That will not be repeated. Okay. Hopefully, I can get them both in the studio. That would be amazing for me. That would be.
How is that unspeakable? You see, that's the thing with hanging out with producers. Like, here I thought we were going to do bad things, and you're telling me you're going to get them in studio.
Listen,
like,
there's a reason why we must party. We must party and take that energy to
exactly.
the studio.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
We must bring that energy to the studio.
Yeah.
Remember what happened with Praise? We hung out with a singer called Praise from
right.
Nigeria.
Right.
And we made songs.
Right.
Like, we made a big song in the middle of that week.
Amazing.
So we have to party and then take the energy to the studio.
That's when the best like projects come out of
right
that experience. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guys, we're out of here. You can catch me on Sunday. Cedar Square, Tiger's Milk, from 2 p.m. until later. I'll be blazing the decks over there. Yeah, we out of here.
You ready?
Yeah.
Come on. 1, 2, 3. Break it.
It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. CliffCentral.com.